Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
You know, it's funny, even with everything online, we still end up paying for stuff over the phone all the time.
Oh, definitely. Insurance, utilities, maybe booking something.
Exactly. You call up, talk to someone, and, well, you give them your credit card number. Have you ever really thought about what that means for the business?
Yeah.
Especially with a live person listening.
Or even just how you feel saying those numbers out loud.
Yeah, that too. It feels a bit exposed sometimes, right?
It really can. And for the business, the background implications are huge. Way beyond just taking a payment. It touches security, costs, everything.
Right. So that's what we're diving into today. A smarter way, definitely more secure, and maybe surprisingly often preferred way. Interactive voice response. IVR payments.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission really is to unpack why IVR isn't just, you know, tech for tech's sake. It's a genuine upgrade for security, for compliance, efficiency.
Both for the business and for us, the customers. We'll look at the risks of the old way, manual phone payments, and how IVR just, well, tackles them head on. It's this interesting intersection, isn't it? Data privacy, how the business runs, and like you said, the customer experience.
It really is. It helps businesses get proactive about security, not just reactive.
Okay, before we get in the weeds, just want to mention that this deep dive is brought to you by DataTel Payment Technologies. They're leaders in secure payment solutions, helping folks navigate exactly this kind of stuff.
Great. Good place to start.
All right, so IVR payments. We hear the term, but let's break it down simply. What exactly is it?
Okay, so at its core, IVR payments let you, the customer, pay using your credit card or sometimes ACH, like a bank transfer,
right,
through an automated phone system. The absolute key thing is no live person is involved in handling your payment details.
So you're just interacting with the system using the keypad, maybe voice prompt.
Exactly. Your phone's keypad, usually. Sometimes voice, yeah. But no human hears or sees the sensitive stuff.
Okay, that alone sounds like a relief. No more reading out my card number, expiration date, CVV code,
yeah,
to a complete stranger.
That's a big part of the appeal for customers, definitely.
So walk me through it. If I call in to pay a bill using IVR, what does that typically look like?
Yeah.
Is it smooth?
Yeah, it's designed to be really intuitive, very logical.
Right.
So first, you'd call a specific IVR number the business gives you. Maybe it's on your bill or their website.
Yep.
Then the system will ask you to verify who you are. You might enter, say, an invoice number or a customer ID, maybe even just your phone number.
Right. Standard verification stuff.
Exactly. Just confirms who you are and what you're trying to pay. Once that's done, it prompts you to enter your payment info, usually with the keypad.
Okay.
The system processes it securely right then and there.
Right.
And then, boom, you get instant confirmation, often a reference number too.
And the whole time, no employees listening in or writing anything down.
Correct. That's the fundamental point. No staff member ever hears, sees, or, you know, touches that sensitive card data. It goes straight from your phone keypad into the secure payment processing system.
That no staff member part, that feels huge. When we talk about why IVR is a game changer for security and compliance, that seems like the absolute bedrock, right?
It absolutely is. It's transformative because it completely removes your employees from what's called the cardholder data environment.
Cardholder data environment.
Think about it. If your credit card number, the expiry date, all that sensitive stuff, if it never even enters the business's internal network, never shows up on an agent's screen, isn't spoken aloud,
the risk just plummets.
Exactly. The risk of internal fraud or even just accidental data leaks, like someone jotting a number on a sticky note, or maybe their computer gets compromised. Those risks are dramatically reduced. You take out that whole layer of human vulnerability.
Which I imagine keeps a lot of business owners up at night.
You bet it does. And this links directly to PCI compliance, which, as you know, can be a massive headache.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the horror stories, the paperwork, the audits. How does IVR help with that PCI nightmare?
Okay, this is often the big aha moment for businesses. If you have staff taking card payments over the phone, reading them out, typing them in,
yeah,
your business almost certainly falls under something called SAQ, CVT. SAQ is the self-assessment questionnaire for PCI DSS compliance. It's basically a huge security checklist.
And CVT is
extensive,
very extensive. It means you're on the hook for dozens of specific PCI requirements. It's not just about having a secure phone line. It's the agent's computer, the network they use, their training, background checks, physical security of the office, logging everything.
Wow.
It can easily more than double the number of PCI rules you need to follow compared to, say, just having a secure website checkout. It's a huge ongoing burden. Time, money, training, policies, audits. It's a lot.
So even if an employee only briefly handles the number, maybe types it straight into a payment terminal,
yeah,
that still triggers all this.
That's the trap. Yes. Many think, oh, we don't store the data. But the moment an employee inputs that data into your environment, even just to pass it through, your PCI scope explodes. Okay, so how does IVR change that?
Right. With a properly certified IVR system specifically, one that's PCI Level 1 certified, your business often qualifies for a much, much simpler SAQ, usually SAQA or maybe SAQAEP.
Why the difference?
Because the IVR provider, the third party, is the one handling all the sensitive data. Mm-hmm. They process it in their super secure certified environment. It never touches your internal systems or your staff.
Ah, so you're basically outsourcing the riskiest part.
Exactly. It's like moving a dangerous chemical process out of your garage workshop and into a specialized high security lab built just for that purpose. It massively simplifies things for you.
So it's not just making the process easier, it's shrinking the whole area you're responsible for securing,
yeah,
reducing your risk footprint.
That's precisely it. You shift the entire card handling function outside your network into the provider certified bubble. That means less complexity for your IT team, way lower compliance costs, and much less stressful PCI audits because the auditors are looking at a much smaller, less sensitive part of your operation.
The heavy lifting shifts to the provider.
The provider who is specialized and certified to do exactly that heavy lifting.
And these IVR systems, they're not just simple phone trees, right? They have built-in security tech that would be hard for a regular business to replicate.
Oh, absolutely. Modern IVR payment systems are built with security woven into their DNA. First off, they usually have that PCI DSS Level 1 certification. That's the top level, the strictest standard.
Okay.
Then you've got end-to-end encryption. Every piece of data is scrambled and unreadable from the moment it leaves the customer's phone until it safely reaches the payment processor.
Makes sense.
And then there's something really clever, especially for phone payments, DTMF masking.
DTMF, those are the touch tone sounds. Beep, beep, beep.
Exactly. Dual tone multi-frequency. With DTMF masking, when you press 4'2" on your keypad for your card number,
yeah,
the system masks those specific tones. It scrambles them into generic muffled sounds. So if someone was listening in an employee, a recording, anything, they wouldn't hear the actual tones that correspond to your numbers.
Whoa, so they can't decode the number from the sounds.
Correct. It's like an instant audio encryption for your keypad presses. Totally invisible to the user, but incredibly powerful protection.
That's genuinely smart. A hidden layer of privacy.
It really is. And on top of that, there's tokenization.
I've heard that term. What does it mean here?
So after the payment goes through the first time, the system replaces your actual card number with a unique random string of characters. The token.
Okay.
That token can be stored and used for future payments, like recurring bills, without ever needing your real card number again. Even if that token somehow got exposed, it's useless to a fraudster because it's not the real card data.
Right. It's just a stand-in.
Exactly. Now, think about a regular business trying to build all that in-house. PCI Level 1 certification, end-to-end encryption everywhere, developing DTMS masking, implementing robust tokenization.
That sounds incredibly expensive and complicated.
Oh. It is. It's a massive undertaking. Full-time security experts, constant audits, complex infrastructure. IVR providers have already made that huge investment. They basically make top-tier security accessible to businesses of almost any size.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. If we put IVR side by side with the old way, paying via a live agent, the differences must be pretty stark.
Oh, absolutely. Let's just run through the key comparison points.
Of course.
PCI scope, live agents. Large, complex, probably SAQ, CVT, or even D. Lots of internal work. IVR, minimal scope, likely SAQA, much simpler.
Okay.
Staff handles card data. Live agents, yes. Big risk. IVR, absolutely not. Risk eliminated.
And that human error risk. It's not just security, right? It's typos, wrong amount.
Exactly. Human error leads to failed payments, chargebacks, unhappy customers, all costly. IVR eliminates those typos.
And availability. Agents work 9 to 5, mostly.
Right. Big limitation for customers. IVR, true 247365. Pay whenever you want. Huge convenience boost.
Gotcha. Keep going.
Compliance requirements. Live agents mean potentially double the PCI rules to follow. IVR means streamlined requirements, mostly handled by the provider.
Makes sense.
Data breach risk. It's just inherently higher with live agents. More human touch points, more internal systems involved. With IVR, significantly reduced because the data bypasses you.
And the bottom line? Operational cost.
Definitely higher with live agents. Staff time, training, managing errors, compliance overhead, it all adds up. IVR is automated, reducing staff needed for payments, lowering those costs.
So it really hits multiple points. Security, compliance, efficiency, even customer convenience with the 24/7 aspect. Yeah. And frees up staff, too.
Precisely. Staff can focus on complex issues, not just typing numbers.
Which brings us to some common pushback or misconceptions. I often hear this one. But customers want to talk to a real person when they pay. Is that always true?
It's a common assumption, but honestly, often not. Many, many customers actually prefer the privacy of not having to read their card details aloud to someone. Yeah, they value the privacy and the speed. Self-service IVR respects that. It can be faster, less awkward, and feels more secure to them because they're in control and nobody else is involved. It's about offering a choice.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I know I often prefer self-service for privacy. Okay, another one. This sounds expensive. We're too small for IVR.
Nope, definitely not true anymore. This isn't just for giant corporations. Small and mid-sized businesses are adopting IVR specifically because it solves the PCI headache and streamlines things without needing a huge IT team.
So it's scalable.
Absolutely. In many ways, smaller businesses gain even more because they often have fewer resources for complex compliance. IVR gives them enterprise-level security without the enterprise price tag.
Okay, last one. What if a business says, hey, we use a secure phone line. We're good. Is that enough?
Another common misunderstanding. A secure line, like VoIP with encryption, protects the call in transit. It protects the pipe.
Right.
But it does nothing about the PCI problem if a human at the end of that pipe hears, writes down, or types in the card number, even briefly. You're still handling the data, so you're still under those heavy SAQ CVT rules.
So the secure line doesn't remove the person from the equation.
Exactly. The key is removing human access entirely. That's what IVR does. The secure line is good, but it doesn't solve the core compliance issue on its own if agents are involved.
Got it. Okay, so if a business is listening and thinking, all right, I'm convinced, what does it actually take to set up IVR payments? Is it a massive project?
Usually it's much simpler than people fear. The core needs are pretty clear.
Like what?
First, you absolutely need a PCI Level 1 certified IVR payment provider. That certification is non-negotiable for security.
Okay, find a certified provider.
Then you need a way to get customers to the IVR. Either a dedicated phone number just for payments or maybe an option on your main phone menu. Press 3 to make a payment.
Simple routing.
Right. Then the IVR needs to connect to your payment gateway, the service that actually processes the transaction with the banks. Usually you can keep your existing gateway and banking relationships.
Oh, good. So you don't have to change everything.
Typically not. And finally, you work with the provider to design the call flow, the prompts, the steps to make it logical and easy for your customers.
And can it link up with, say, their billing system?
Yes, absolutely. That's often an optional but really valuable integration. Linking it to your CRM or billing system lets the IVR automatically pull account info for verification and then post the payment back once it's done.
So it's seamless for the back office too.
Exactly. Less manual work, fewer errors, real-time updates. Once it's set up, customers can pay securely anytime, your staff aren't tied up, and your PCI burden shrinks dramatically.
So wrapping this all up, the core message seems clear. Paying by phone doesn't have to be this risky, complex thing anymore.
Not at all. IVR payments offer a way that's just demonstrably more secure, way more efficient, and definitely more compliant.
It frees up staff, slashes that PCI scope, cuts costs. And turns out, customers often actually like it better for the privacy and convenience.
It really ticks a lot of boxes. And in today's world, where everyone's so aware of data security, well, offering this kind of secure, private option, it builds trust.
Yeah. It subtly raises the bar, doesn't it? Customers start expecting that level of privacy and ease everywhere.
It positions you as being thoughtful about their security and their time. Forward thinking, really.
A really insightful look at something many of us do without thinking much about the mechanics behind it. And that brings us to the end of this deep dive on IVR payments.
Thanks for exploring it with me.
And a huge thank you again to Danatel Payment Technologies for making this deep dive possible. They're experts in helping businesses implement these kinds of secure and efficient solutions. Join us next time for another deep dive.